Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，下面我们开始的时候，我们要一起先读几处的圣经。
As we begin, we want to start with several scriptures.
好，我们第一处，我们请一起翻到以弗所书第二章。
First of all, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章，我们读十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 will read from 19 to 22.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也要靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, and having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
接着我们要读的圣经都是在旧约当中。
Following, we are going into the Old Testament.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章二十五节到二十八节。
Exodus 32:25-28.
摩西见百姓放肆，亚伦纵容他们，使他们在仇敌中间被讽刺，就站在营门口说：“凡属耶和华的，都要到我这里来。”于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集。他对他们说：“耶和华以色列的神这样说。”你们个人把刀挎在腰间，在营中往来，从这门到那门，个人杀他的弟兄和同伴，并邻舍。利未的子孙照摩西的话行了。
From verse 25. Now when Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them get out of control to be a derision among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gates of the camp and said, Whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him. He said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Every man of you put his sword upon his thigh, and go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp, and kill every man his brother, and every man his friend, and every man his neighbor. So the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed.
接下来在民数记第一章。
And then in the book of Numbers, chapter 1,
民数记第一章四十七节到五十节。
Chapter 1 verse 47 to 50.
利未人却没有按着支派数在其中，因为耶和华晓谕摩西说：“唯独利未支派，你不可数点，也不可在以色列人中计算他们的总数。只要派利未人管法柜的帐幕和其中的器具，并属乎帐幕的，他们要抬帐幕和其中的器具，并要办理帐幕的事，在帐幕的四围安营。
From verse 47, The Levites, however, were not numbered among them by the father's tribe. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, Only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor shall you take their census among the sons of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over its furnishings, and over all that belongs to it.They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall take care of it. They shall also camp around the tabernacle.
五十三节。
And then verse 53.
但利未人要在法柜帐幕的四围安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。利未人并要谨守法柜的帐幕。
But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there will be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel.So the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony.
接下来是第三章。
And then chapter 3.
第三章第五到第七节。
Verse 5-7.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你使利未支派进前来，站在祭司亚伦面前，好服侍他，替他和会众在会幕前守所吩咐的，办理帐幕的事。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. They shall perform the duties for him and for the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle.
14节,
and then verse 14 to 15.
耶和华在西乃的旷野晓谕摩西说, 你要照利未人的宗族家世数典他们, 凡一个月以外的男子都要数典。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the sons of Levi by their father's household, by their families, every male from a month old upward you shall number.
最后我们翻到18章,
Lastly, we'll turn to Numbers chapter 18.
18章21节,
chapter 18, verse 21.
凡以色列中出产的十分之一，我已赐给利未的子孙为业，因他们所办的事，因为他们所办的是会幕的事，所以赐给他们为酬他们的劳。
To the sons of Levi, behold, I have given all the tithe in Israel for an inheritance, in return for their service which they perform, the service of the tent of meeting.
我们下面低头有些祷告。
Let us bow our head in some prayers.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你。当我们能够来一起聚集的时候，我们实在是求你能够来帮助我们。
Lord, we truly thank you as we gather together. We pray that you will help us.
我们实在是求你圣灵能够来覆庇在我们的当中。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will cover our hearts.
你圣灵能够来带领我们，也能够来解释你的话语。
That you can, your Spirit can lead us and explain your words to us.
我们求你祝福我们下面这段时间。
May you bless our time.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们一开始所读的以弗所书第二章当中的几节经文，我想很多弟兄姐妹都非常的熟悉。
The verse we read in the beginning from the book of Ephesians, we trust that it's very familiar to many brothers and sisters.
我们知道这几章圣经，我们常常会用在聚受浸聚会当中。
We often hear this at baptismal meetings.
我们知道下周日在我们当中又有一次受浸聚会。
We know next Sunday there will be another baptism meeting.
因为这几节圣经会让我们回想到我们蒙恩得救的经历。
Because these scriptures remind us of our experience of salvation.
因为我们蒙恩得救之后，我们就不再做外人和客旅了。
Because after we are saved by His grace, we are no longer strangers or sojourners.
我们蒙恩得救之后，我们就与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
But that we become fellow citizens of the kingdom of God, we became God's household.
今天因着主的救恩，我们可以借着主的这样一个宝血，可能坦然无惧地来到主的面前。
By God's salvation and by His precious blood, we can come before the throne without any fear.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，不再是一个外人，而是与圣徒同国了。
So as we come before the Lord, we're no longer strangers, no longer aliens, but we are citizens.
我们不再是一个外国人了，而是与所有蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹一样，在神国成为子民。
We're no longer foreigners, but with all the saints, we can come as people of the kingdom of God. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. When you become a citizen of a country, then you can enjoy the benefits from the country. Then you will have some privilege as only citizens have.
比如你有权利可以投票选举。
For example, you have the right to vote.
比如你可以申请一些政府机构的工作。
Perhaps you can apply for some jobs in the government agencies.
这些事是外国人外人所不能做的。
Some of these are privileges that's not available to foreigners.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，对神国来说，我们就不再是外人。
But for us, after we have become saved, we're no longer foreigners to the kingdom of God.
我们与所有的圣徒成为了神国的子民。
We have become citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
所以在每个主日的早晨，我们这些神国的子民就可以来到主的桌子面前来领受主的饼杯。
So every Sunday morning, we can come before the table, before His kingdom, and to receive His bread and the cup.
这是神国的子民才有的特权。
This is only privileged to the king, citizens of the kingdom.
所以让我们不要忽略轻看这个神国子民的这个权利。
So let us not be ignorant of the privilege we have.
所以我们每次可以围绕着桌子的时候，我们要带着感恩的心。
And every time we gather before the table, our hearts are filled with gratitude.
我们每次领受主的饼杯的时候，我们就知道我们不再是外人了。
Every time we come and take the bread and the cup, we know we're no longer strangers.
我们就知道我们现在已经是神国的子民。
We are citizens in the kingdom of God.
而且因着这个主的救恩，我们如今也不再是客旅了。
And also because of His salvation, we're no longer sojourners.
我们是神家里的人。
We have come to the household of God.
我们不再是一个流荡在外的浪子。
We're no longer a prodigal son who is wandering about.
我们已经回到了神的家中，成为了神的儿女。
We have returned home. We have become sons and daughters.
我们已经是神家里的人。
We are of His household.
从此，我们这些神的儿女在神的家中就可以来享受神家的一切。
So from now on, as children, we can come to the house of God and enjoy everything the Father has.
所以我们感谢赞美我们的主。
So we thank and praise our Lord.
借着主给我们的这样一个宝贵的救恩，我们就可以来见。我们就可以来见证说，我们不再是外人和客旅，我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
By this precious salvation, we can testify that we're no longer strangers, we're foreigners, we're sojourners, but we are citizens and children in the house of God.
但神的话并没有停在这里。
But the word of the Lord does not stop here.
所以我们的见证也不应该就停在这里。
So our testimony does not end here.
我们的见证不能仅仅停留在我们是神家里的人。
We cannot only say that we are simply of God's household.
因为圣经接着说，并且我们要被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督作为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。我们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Because the scripture continues to say that we're being built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, and Jesus himself is our cornerstone, and we're being built into a whole building, growing together into a temple of the Lord, and becoming a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
这里让我们看到，当我们能够成为神家里的人之后，还要被不断地被建造。
So here we see after we have come into the household of God, we are to be built together.
直到我们能够来成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
Until we have become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
神不仅要救我们，让我们能够来成为神家里的人。
Not only the Lord saves us so that we can be of His household.
而且神也要来建造我们，来建造我们这些神家里的人。
But He wants to build us up.
使我们能够来成为神居住的所在。
So that we can become a dwelling place for God.
让神在我们当中能够来得到他能够来居住的地方。
That he can have a resting place among us.
让神在我们当中能够来找到一个他可以安歇的地方。
That he can rest and dwell in our midst.
所以神要来建造我们，使我们能够来成为神的家。
Therefore, he is in this work of building up so that we can become a house of God.
神要我们能够同住，神要与我们能够来同住，是他心中的一个。很深的意念。
And this is his desire that he would dwell among men.
起初神把他所创造的人放在伊甸园当中的时候。
In the very beginning, when he created men and women and he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
神就在其中。
And the Lord was among them.
以色列百姓出埃及来到旷野的时候。
When the Israelites left Egypt and came into the wilderness.
神吩咐摩西来为他建造圣所。
The Lord commanded Moses to build his tabernacle,
使他可以住在百姓的当中。
So that God can dwell among his people.
这就是旷野当中的会幕。
And that was the tabernacle in the wilderness.
因为是神要建造他的居所。
Because it was God himself who desired to build up a house for himself.
所以他告诉摩西说，会幕的一切样式都要照着天上的样式。
So he says, do everything and build up everything according to the pattern you saw on the mountain.
要照着神所喜欢的样子来建造。
To build up everything according to the will and the desire of God.
因为他要建造的是他的家。
Because that's his desire to build up his home.
诗篇一百三十二篇当中，当大卫向耶和华起誓的时候说。
In Psalm 132, when King David made a vow before the Lord.
我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
King David said, surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
我们可以想象到 当神听到大卫这个许愿的时候，神的心是何等的被激动。
And we can imagine how the heart of God can be would be touched when he heard such a vow.
因为大卫实在是摸着了神的心。
Because David touched the heart of God.
实在是合神心意的人。
And he became a man after God's own heart.
因为神拣选了锡安，愿意当作他自己的居所，成为他永远安息之所。神要住在这里，是他所愿意的。
Because he has chosen Zion, he wants this to be his eternal dwelling place. He wants to live there among his people.
神的心意是要与人同住。
His desire is to tabernacle among men.
我们知道旧约只不过是一个影子。
And we know the Old Testament is but a shadow.
到了新约，神就差他的儿子道成肉身。
When we come to the New Testament, he sent his son as Word incarnate as man.
来住在我们中间。
And he dwelt among us.
在旧约当中，神借着会幕住在以色列百姓中间。
In the Old Testament, the Lord dwelt among the people of Israel in the tabernacle.
而现在，神是借着他的儿子耶稣基督住在人的中间。
But now the Son of God, Christ Jesus, has become the tabernacle of God, and God can dwell among men.
什么是神的家？
What does it mean to be the house of God?
神的家就是主耶稣基督。
The house of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神的工作就是要让我们能够来靠着主耶稣基督同被建造。
So his work is so that we can be built up in Christ.
最终能够来成为神居住的所在。
That we can become a dwelling place of God.
能够来成为神的家。
That we can be a house of God.
每当神在我们中间有建造工作的时候，仇敌也一定有破坏的工作。
Yet whenever the Lord is building up among us, the enemy is laying around trying to destroy God's work.
因为仇敌就是抵挡神的。
Because that's his purpose, that is to oppose God.
我们看到仇敌在伊甸园里做破坏的工作，人就被赶出了伊甸园，无法与神同在。
We saw the enemy was able to do his work of destruction in the garden of Eden, and therefore man was chased out of the garden.
从以色列的历史上，我们就看见神的约柜被仇敌掳去。
We saw throughout the history of the Israelites how the Ark of the Covenant was taken away by the enemy.
神的圣殿被仇敌毁坏。
The temple of God was destroyed by the enemies.
神圣城的城墙被毁坏。
Even the city wall of Zion was torn down.
我们就看到神的家落在了一个荒凉的光景中。
And that the house of God fell into desolation.
一个荒凉的家是不能让人安然居住的。
No one can live peacefully in a house that's under disrepair.
当神的家处在荒凉光景中的时候，神也无法在其中居住，能够来得享安息。
And when the house of God is fallen unto desolation, the Lord can no longer rest in his house.
但即使仇敌用各种各样的诡计来破坏神的家，
yet with all the different methods that the enemy uses to destroy the work of God,
但我们的神是得胜的主。
But our Lord is still victorious.
我们的神能够来胜过仇敌一切的诡计。
He is able to overcome all the tricks of the enemy.
所以我们的神一直在恢复神家的工作。
So the Lord continues to work and to restore his work.
因为他直到神的家能够成为他居住的所在。
Until he can complete the restoration for his house to become his dwelling place.
所以为着神这个心中永远的旨意，神就一直不断地在我们当中，在基督里建造我们。
And that is the eternal will of God, and therefore he continues to build us up in Christ Jesus.
我们的神在基督里建造我们，直到我们能够来成为神的家。
Our Lord Jesus, our God builds us up in his Son, in the Lord Jesus, so that we can become a house of God.
所以为着这个神的心意，我们就要来被建造在神的家中。
So therefore, we are willing to be built up in the house of God for His will.
我们不能只是满足于在神的家中。
We can not only be satisfied of being in the house.
我们不能满足于只是成为神家里的人。
Our satisfaction does not stop where we can only become of the God's household.
我们也不能满足于只是在神家当中，我们来做一点什么事。
And we're no longer satisfied only to do some task or to have some service in the house of God.
不错，我们在神的家中，我们与神家的其他的弟兄姐妹可以一起读圣经，一起祷告，能够来一起聚会，能够来一起来享受神家当中的一切的丰富。
Truly, we come together with all the brothers and sisters to read the scriptures, to pray together, and to enjoy all the fullness and the joy in the house of God.
但我们有没有被建造在神的家中？
But are we being built up also?
当我们 大概一年多前，我们一起再重新回到聚会当中的时候
，about over a year ago when we returned to the fellowship from pandemic，
我们觉得我们神在我们当中来做这个恢复的工作。
We felt that the Lord is doing this work of restoration in person。
当我们在一起回来的时候，我们是不是被建造在神的家中
？But after we have all returned, are we still being built up in the house of God？
所以我们要来被神建造在神的家中。
So we need to be built up.
叫我们是一般被神建造在神家里的人。
So that we can be those who are built up in the house of God.
让神家的建造在我们当中能够来完成。
And that he can complete his work of building up.
直到神能够找到他的居所，能够来住在我们的中间。
Until the Lord says he can find a dwelling place, a resting place in our midst.
所以我今天的负担就是被建造在神的家中。
So that is my burden this morning, to be built up in the house of God.
我们每一个神家里的人都要被建造在神的家中。
And every one of us who belongs to God's household needs to be built up.
所以为着这个原因，我们就要来一起来思想，一起来审查。我到底是不是被建造在神的家中？
And for that reason, we all ought to examine ourselves and ask ourselves whether we're being built up.
我们要一起来寻求，我们如何能够来更好的被建造在神的家中？
And we need to ask the Lord how we can be fitted together and to be built up in the house.
好叫神家的建造能够来早日的完成。
So that His construction work can be finished early.
所以为着这个原因，下面我们就要从圣经中记载的一般特别的人。来看神在他们身上的工作。
So we want to see a special group of people that's recorded in the Bible, and to see how the Lord has worked in them.
来看他们是如何被神建造在神的家中。
And to see how the Lord has built them up in the house of God.
让这些能够来成为我们的学习。
We hope that they can become our example.
这帮特别的人就是利未人。
And this special group of people are the Levites.
利未支派在以色列所有支派当中是一个非常特别的支派。
And they are a special tribe among the tribes of Israel.
因为利未人是没有产业的。
Because they will receive no inheritance.
圣经说耶和华是他们的产业。
The Bible says the Lord God is their inheritance.
以色列其他支派在迦南地分地的时候，利未人在迦南地是没有得到他们自己的产业的。
All the other tribes of Israel had divided the land in the land of Canaan, yet the tribe of Levites received nothing.
尽管利未人在地上没有产业，没有分到任何的地土，但是耶和华神是他们的产业。
Even though they received no land, no houses, or they have received houses, they received no land or inheritance in among the tribe of Israelites. The Lord God Himself is their inheritance.
所以这给我们看到，虽然他们没有产业，但是耶和华的产业就是他们的产业。
But it allows us to see that the inheritance of God becomes their inheritance.
也可以说耶和华的居所其实就是他们的居所。
And in another word, the dwelling place of God has become their dwelling place.
所以利未人是一群被建造在神家中的人。
So we can see that the tribe of Israel, Levites are those who are built up in the house of God.
不仅如此，我们也看到当时所有的支派都必须给利未人一块地居住。
And not only that, we saw that the Lord commanded all the other tribes to provide land and dwelling place for the Levites among them.
所以利未人是分散在各个支派当中的。
So the Levites were scattered among all the tribes of Israel.
他们是分散在迦南全地的。
They were scattered throughout the land of Canaan.
他们是与迦南地以色列所有的百姓都有关联的。
And they were a part of all the people of God.
所以我们看到神在利未人身上的心意。
So we saw the purpose of God among in the Levites.
神是利未人的产业。
That God would be the inheritance of the Levites.
我们看到他们的产业其实是在天上。
And their inheritance is in heaven.
所以利未人在神的眼中，在当时是一般，虽然在地上，但是他们是属天的子民。
Even though they dwell on the earth, yet they became a people of heaven.
他们在神的眼中，他们不是属地的，他们是属天的子民。
They were not earthly, yet they were heavenly.
所以这些被分别出来的属天的利未人，被分散在所有以色列百姓中间的时候
，as they were consecrated and set apart, as they were scattered among all the people of Israel,
我们看到地上所有的以色列百姓就能够来与天有关联。
And because they were scattered among all the people, so all the earthly people of Israel can have this direct relationship with the people of heaven.
这就如同我们被建造在神的家中。
That is how we are being built up in the house of God.
神的家不是在地上，神的家是属天的。
The house of God is not earthly, but is heavenly.
我们被建造在神的家中的时候，神把我们放在所有神的儿女的中间。
And as we are being built up in the house of God, we are scattered among all the people on the earth.
叫我们能够来与天相连。
So that we can have this relationship with heaven.
叫我们与属天的事物是有联系的。
So that we can be joined to the heavenly things.
当在神家当中有更多的人是与属天是相连的时候。
And when more and more people are being built up into the heavenly beings in the house of God.
神的家就能够在地上被建造起来。
Then the house of God, the entire church can be built up on the earth.
我们被神建造在神的家中。
And as we are being built up.
就像神把利未人建立在以色列百姓中间。
In the same picture, God had built up the Levites among all the people of Israel.
所以下面我们要从有关利未人的几件事情来看，我们当如何被建造在神的家中。
So we'll see a few certain aspects of the Levites so that we can see how we can be built up as well.
第一，我们要从利未人的产生来看我们如何被建造在神的家中。
First, we saw how the group of Levites came about.
神当初带领全体以色列百姓出埃及过红海来到西乃山之后。
And after the Lord led his people out of Egypt, came to the wilderness of Sinai.
神就对他的百姓说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
The Lord called out to his people to say, you will become my possession to be a kingdom of priests.
这就是神带他们出埃及的目的。
And that was God's purpose as they led them out of Egypt.
所以这就像我们蒙得救人之后，我们所有的人就是已经在神的家里了。
And that is all of us after we are saved by His grace, we have come to the house of God.
我们理所当然就是在神家当中的人来侍奉神。
And of course, we become those who can minister in the house of God.
接着我们看到神就召摩西上西乃山。
And immediately after that, the Lord called Moses.To the mountain, to Sinai.
摩西在山上停留着很长的一段时间，有四十昼夜。
And he stayed up on the mountain for 40 days and nights.
圣经说到，山下的百姓见摩西迟迟没有下山，他们就失去了耐心。
So the Bible recorded the people saw that Moses delayed to come down, and they lost their patience.
于是他们叫亚伦为他们做了一个金牛犊，他们就来拜这个金牛犊。
So they assembled.About Aaron and ask him to build a golden calf.
当摩西来到山下，看见金牛犊和百姓所行的事之后，
and when Moses came down and saw the people worshiping this golden calf,
他来问亚伦为什么犯了如此的大罪。
He asked Aaron, how come you have sinned so greatly?
亚伦回答说，他把百姓给他的金环扔在火里，这金牛犊便出来了。
And Aaron says, oh, I simply threw all the gold the people gave me into the fire, and out came this calf.
我想这可能是人类历史上第一个魔术。
This might be the biggest or the greatest magic trick of the human history.
亚伦可能是人类的第一个魔术师。
That he'd be the first magician.
金牛犊说到是人自己手中的工作。
And this golden calf talks about the work of man's hand.
人自己所喜欢的事，人自己的荣耀。
This is the glory of man and all the delights of man's nature.
这也提醒我们，我们这些蒙恩得救的人，虽然已经在神家里了。
So that reminds us, all of us, even though we have been saved and come to the house of God,
但我们的心中仍然会被神家外面的事物所吸引、所占据。
But our hearts are constantly being attracted by things outside of the house of God and being occupied by the things of this world.
我们往往会被这个世界的魔术所吸引。
So often we are attracted by the tricks and the magic of this world.
所以摩西看见百姓放肆。
And so when Moses saw that the people were out of control,
就站在营门口说，凡属耶和华的都要到我这里来。
So he stood at the gate and says, whoever belongs to the Lord, come to me.
圣经说到，于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集。
And the Bible recorded all the sons of Levites gathered together to him.
其实我们知道，利未人也在拜金牛犊的百姓中间。
And we know surely the people of Levites are also among those who worship the calf.
但当摩西说，凡属耶和华的都要到我这里来的时候，
But when they heard Moses call out to say, whoever is for the Lord, come to me.
所有以色列人中只有利未的子孙站了出来，聚集到摩西那里。
Only the tribe of Levites among the people of Israel stood up and came and gathered around Moses.
这班利未人虽然也犯了罪，但他们蒙了光照的以后，他们就愿意来悔改。
These Levites, even though they had also sinned, but after they received the light, they were willing to repent.
愿意选择来站在神的这一边。
They chose to stand on the Lord's side.
就像那个浪子，他醒悟过来之后，就愿意起来回家，回到他父亲的家里。
Just like the prodigal son, when he came to his senses, he were willing to return to the house of God, to the house of his father.
所以每一个能被神建造在神家里的人，一定是一个愿意回家的人。
So everyone who is willing to be built up in the house of God must be those who are willing to return home.
我们每一个蒙恩的人不应该是对神的家无动于衷的人。
We shouldn't be so ignorant to the house of God.
而应该是一个愿意以神的家为家的人。
We should be those who are willing to call this house their home.
当我们远离的时候，被神光照了之后，我们愿意来悔改。
Even when we stray away, when the Lord shines His light on us, we should be willing to repent.
我们愿意来重新回到神的家中。
We should be willing to return to the house of God.
只有一个真正愿意以神的家为家的人，把神的家当家的人，才能被建造在神的家中。
Only one who is willing to call the house of God their his home can be built up in the house of God.
之后，摩西来对这些利未人说：“你们个人把刀挎在腰间，在营里往来，从这门到那门。”个人杀他的弟兄并同伴于邻舍。
And then Moses commanded, saying, Every man of you put his sword upon your thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp and kill every man his brother, every man his friend, and every man his neighbor.
利未的子孙就照着摩西的话行了。
And so the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed.
他们个人来杀他的兄弟同伴被邻舍。
Every man of them killed their brother, their neighbor, their friends.
他们不是来杀他们个人不喜欢的，或者跟他们有仇的了。
They were not fighting or killing their enemies for those whom they hate.
他们个人来杀他的兄弟同伴被邻舍，这其实是他们的亲人，是他们的朋友。
But they were killing their friends, their brothers, their neighbors. These are their relatives, their friends.
这说到我们每个人要来除去我们自己的魂的一个生命。我们自己最轻的肉体。
And here it talks about every man of us needs to rid of the only thing that is most close to us, that is our flesh, the one that we love most.
我们要脱离金牛犊的吸引，愿意回到神家中，是要用刀的。
We need to be set free from the attraction of the golden calf and to return to the house of God, and it takes a sword to do a work.
这些利未人的刀是要刺入我们当中每个人的当中的自己。
And this, the sword of the Levites needs to be pierced through in our hearts, to pierce through in our flesh.
让我们自己的肉体，跟我们的属天的生命完全的分开。
So our flesh, our own nature, can be set apart from our heavenly life within.
只有当我们愿意来这样来被对付的时候，来杀死除去我们里面对金牛犊的贪婪。我们才能够来真正的站在神的在这一边。
Only when we're willing to be dealt with by the Lord, for the Lord to rid of the lust of this golden calf within us, then we can be built up in the house of God.
只有这样，我们才能够来愿意回到神的家中。
Only now then we can return to the house of God.
因为神的家是一个属灵的家。
Because His house is a spiritual house.
只有属灵的才能在这个家中。
Only those who are spiritual can be in the house of God.
只有当我们来能够来对付我们里面的肉体，除去我们这些属世的、属地的。
Only when we can deal away with our flesh of that is earthly.
我们里面属灵的、属天的才能够在我们当中不断的被加增，这样我们才能够被建造在神的家里。
Then that which is spiritual, that is heavenly, can increase, and we can all be built up together.
从利未人的产生，我们看到一个能被神建造在神家中的人，是一个愿意来悔改的人。
So from the calling of Levites, we see those who can be built up in the house of God are those who are willing to repent.
是一个愿意以神的家为家的人。
With those who are willing to call the house of God their home.
也是一个愿意来付上代价，除去我们自己肉体的人。
and those who are willing to pay the price and to get rid of our own flesh.
是一个不贪恋这个世界，来单单拣选神的家为家的。
And those that no longer lust after this world, but chooses the house of God as their home.
第二，从利未人的属点来看，我们如何被建造在神的家中。
And secondly, we see the numbering of the Levites, and we can see how we can be built up in the house of God.
我们知道神领以色列百姓出埃及，经过旷野，是为了带他们进入到迦迦南。
We know the reason the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt through the wilderness was so that they can be brought into the land of Canaan.
我们看到，无论是他们要进迦南，或者在迦南得产业，或者他们在迦南地持守产业，都是要经过征战的。
We saw whether they were to enter into Canaan or to possess the land or to divide the inheritance.They have to go through many warfares.
所以当以色列百姓要开始来准备进入迦南的时候，神就来数点他们。
So even at the very beginning, as they begin to prepare their way into Canaan, the Lord asked Moses to number them.
其实我们读圣经的时候发现，神其实在他们出埃及记的第二年就来数点他们。
And this happened on the very second year after they left Egypt.
我们看到神对以色列百姓的数点是所有的男丁从二十岁以外能出去打仗的都要被数点。
And the way the Lord took census of Israel, was for every tribe 20 years and older up and upward, all of those who can go out into war.
神数点的是他军队的战士，是来预备他们要准备出去打仗。
The Lord was numbering all the soldiers in the army of God.Those who can go out and fight.
但我们发现神唯独没有数点以色列支派。
Yet the Lord only did not count the tribe of Levites.
因为神没有数点利未支派，因为不是说利未支派他们不配为神出去打仗。
And the Lord did not count the number of the tribe of Levites was not because that they were not counted worthy as soldiers in the army of God.
因为神的吩咐是只要派利未人管理法柜的帐幕和其中的器具。
But the Lord's purpose was that the Levites were taking care of the tabernacle and all the furnishings of it.
他们要办理帐幕的事，在帐幕的四围安营。
They have to take care of the tabernacle and they have to camp around the tabernacle.
利未人是被神安排来负责帐幕，并在帐幕的四围安营。
The Levites were appointed to take care of the tabernacle and they were appointed to camp around the tabernacle.
利未人是被神特别分别出来在帐幕里侍奉的人。
And they were those who were set apart to minister in the tabernacle.
而且他们要一直住在帐幕的四围。
And they also need to dwell and camp themselves around the tabernacle.
他们是离帐幕中约柜最近的人。
They were those who were the closest to the Ark of the Covenant.
所以被建造在神家中的人是要以神的旨意为中心的。
So those who are being...willing to be built up in the house of God must have their heart centered upon the will of God.
是要一直住在神家中的人。
We must be those who are dwelling in the house of God.
所以无论外面的征战有多么的激烈，我们仍然要像利未人一样在帐幕里服侍。
No matter how fierce is the battle around us, we must be like those Levites who are ministering within the tent.
在帐幕的四围安营。
And to camp ourselves around the tent.
因为我们所面临的征战是属灵的征战。
Because our battle is a spiritual warfare.
当我们在一切的征战中站立在神的边，神这一边的时候，我们就能够来征战得胜。
When we can stand up for the Lord, then we can have the victory.
神虽然没有数点利未人到外面去征战。
Even though the Lord did not number the Levites to as armies of God,
但神叫他们是在里面为神征战。
But the Lord called them to wage this warfare in the spiritual realm.
我们记得以色列百姓与亚玛力人征战的时候。
We remember the story when the Israelites were fighting against Amalekites.
圣经没有提到约书亚他打仗的能力到底行还是不行。
The Lord did not record how well Joshua led the people, the army in the battle.
但却明显的让我们能看到摩西的手举了到底好不好。
But we saw the measuring stick was how well Moses can lift up his hands.
只有当摩西的手举得好的时候
when Moses,
以色列人才能得胜。
When Moses was able to lift up his hands in prayers, then the armies of Israel had the victory.
我们很容易因着外面发生的很多事情改变了我们在神面前的地位。
So often our position before the Lord will change according to all the outward circumstances.
如果我们不能一直持守在神要我们站在这个地位上，如果我们不能一直在神的家中的时候，
If we cannot stand steadfast in the house of God, in the position that the Lord has given us,
我们就在神仇敌的面前不能站稳，甚至不能站立得住。
Then we cannot stand firm before the enemy.
所以我们每一个能够被神建造在神家中的人，是一定是能够来站在神要我们站的地位上。
So every one of us who is being willing to be built up in the house of God must stand in the will of God.
利未人不仅在帐幕当中来侍奉神，他们也住在帐幕的四围。
Not only the Levites served inside the tabernacle, but they also camped around the tabernacle.
圣经说他们要在四围安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。
The Bible says they camp around the tabernacle so that the wrath of God will not come to the people of Israel.
利未人在帐幕的四围安营，就好像在以色列的百姓当中形成了一个界限。
And they as if they formed a boundary in the house of God.
任何越过这个界限的都要被治死。
And anyone who will cross over the boundary will be put to death.
这些利未人就在神的百姓当中就是一个分别的见证。
And they have borne the testimony of separation in the midst of the people of God.
这个分别的见证也成为了神百姓的保护。
And this separation has also become a protection for the people of God.
当利未人安营在帐幕的四围的时候，其他人就不会对神的帐幕随随便便。
And as they were camped around the tabernacle, no one else would treat this tabernacle as so casual.
利未人就保护了神的百姓不落在死亡当中。
And they can protect the people of Israel that they would not be put to death.
我们人的天性往往是随随便便，不太守规矩。
And our nature so often is very casual and without boundaries.
我们也非常的喜欢英文叫creative.
We like to be creative.
我以前看到一个可能是一个笑话。
I've read a joke before.
有一个做作业边上有一个人呢，他不大会做，他要去抄练另外一个人的作业的答案。
There was a person who was doing homework, and the person next to him, were not very good at doing homework, so he wanted to copy.
他看到的答案呢是那个x 的绝对值啊，我们知道 x 的绝对值，
So what he saw was the absolute value of x.
绝对值。
Right, absolute value.
所以他就把 x 绝对值呢写在他的本子上。
So he wrote this absolute value of x on his homework.
后来他一想，这个不就是一乘一吗？
And then he thought about it, isn't this just 1 times 1?
所以他就继续写了一步，就等于一，他的答案就变成一了。
And then he saw if it's 1 times 1, then my answer will be 1, right? So he just wrote down 1.
我们人的这种天性往往会让我们做错题。
But for us who likes to be creative in our nature often gets things wrong because we were too smart.
也更会让我们能够来越过神的界限而得罪神。
But because of that, we also sometimes cross the boundary that the Lord has set before us.
所以在这些帐幕四围安营的利未人就成为了神的界限，来提醒神的百姓不要越过界限。
And so these Levites who camp around the tabernacle became a reminder so that people would not cross over the boundary and offend God.
今天有心愿要在神的家中能够被建立的人，我们要学习在神的
So those who are willing to be built up in the house of God, we need to learn to pitch our tent and camp around the tabernacle of God.
要为着神的家不住的祷告守望，能够来成为神分别的见证。
We need to pray constantly for the house of God that we can bear a testimony of separation.
我们要来维持神家的圣洁，也成为神儿女的保护。
We need to keep the holiness in the house of God and to become a protection of the people around us.
我们知道神属点的以色列人是20岁以外的。
We know that the Lord had numbered all the Israelites from 20 years on.
但在数典立位人的时候，神要的是凡一个月以外的男子都要数典。
Yet afterward, the Lord asked Moses to number the Levites for those who are 1 month old and older and upward.
我们知道一个原因就是神使立位人来代替以色列人当中一切投生的来归给神。
We saw one reason was that they became a substitute of all the firstborn of Israelites.
这个就是逾越节的故事。
And that was the story of the Passover.
我们蒙恩的每一个人都是被主救赎来替代的。
And all of us who are saved by His grace, we have been substituted by the Lord.
在这个意义上来说，我们都是立位人。
And in that sense, we are all Levites.
只要我们到了一个月，有了生命，我们就应该归给神。
As soon as we received life, we should be consecrated unto the Lord.
我们一个月以外，我们就应该开始被建造在神的家中。
As long as you're a month old,then you can be built up in the house of God.
我们不要被建造在神的家中，不是要等我们的年龄，等我们的经历。
We don't have to wait until we grow up. We don't have to wait until we have certain experiences.
我们被建造在神的家中，是按照我们的生命。
We can be built up because we have the life within us.
只要我们一个月了，有了生命的时候，我们就要来被建造在神的家中。
Those who are a month old, as soon as they have life, they can be built up.
我们感谢主，在我们当中有一些很小的婴儿和他的父母为我们做了很多美好的榜样。
And we praise the Lord that there are many, even infants and their parents have become really good examples among us.
这些年纪很小的婴儿来到我们当中聚会，就见证了一个月以外的都要归给神。
And when we see these little babies and infants come into our midst, they testify that all those.Have life can be consecrated to the Lord.
一个月以外的都要被建造在神的家中。
And those who are 1 month old and upward can be built up in the house of God.
所以愿我们能够来彼此的鼓励，无论我们的年龄或长或幼，我们都要来被建造在神的家中。
So may we encourage one another, whether we're old or young, whether we're young in spiritually, we can all be built up in the house of God.
第三，从立位人的侍奉来看，我们被如何被建造在神的家中。
Thirdly, we can see their ministry and to see how we can be built up.
立位人被分别出来是为了侍奉神。
They were set apart so that they can serve the Lord.
所以，一个被建造在神家中的人，一定是一个侍奉神的人。
So those who are willing to be built up in the house of God must be those who serve God.
那么，什么叫侍奉神呢？
What does it mean to serve God?
开始我们读到圣经中说到，耶和华晓谕摩西，你使立位支派进前来，站在祭司亚伦面前来服侍他，替他和会众在会幕前守所吩咐的，办理帐幕的事。
We saw how the Lord commanded Moses set apart the tribe of Levites so that they can come before Aaron and serve him, that they would take care of all the things in the sanctuary.
所以侍奉神的第一件事情是要进前来站在祭司亚伦的面前。
So the first thing we need to do is to come before Aaron, come before the high priest and stand before him.
所以在神家侍奉的第一件事情就是要学习来进前来站在主的面前。
So the first thing we need to learn to do is to draw near and stand before our high priest, our Lord.
这说到我们都是主的仆人。
And he talks about we are all servants of God.
而且站着也说明我们时刻预备好了来服侍主。
And standing before him talks about that we are all being made ready all the time to serve him.
其实站不是一件容易的事，特别是长久需要长久的站。
Standing is not an easy thing, especially if you have to stand for a long time.
我们大部分人我想都不喜欢站着。
I trust nobody enjoys standing.
我们大多都喜欢坐着，最好是躺着。
Most of us like to sit down and lying is even better.
我们中国人当中有一个惩罚叫做罚站。
But in
我不知道英文有没有。
Growing up in China, we had this punishment called like you standing.
好像没有罚坐的。
But I haven't seen any teacher punish any student by letting them sit in the corner.
所以从我们如何站在神的面前、主的面前，就可以看到我们在主面前侍奉的光景。
But when we stand before the Lord, we can see that's our condition.
我们是不是只能在主面前站一会儿呢？
Can we only stand before the Lord for a little while?
还是我们可以来一起来学习，一直站在主的面前？
Or are we willing to learn and to be steadfast standing before Him?
就像撒母耳从小他就学习怎么站在以利面前一样。
Like old prophet Samuel, even since he was a little boy, he learned to stand before Eli.
每次主叫我们，我们就要跑到主的面前，来站在主的面前。
And whenever you hear the voice of the Lord, we run before Him and stand before Him.
也愿于我们每个人一听到主的声音的时候，就起来站在他的面前。
So whenever we hear the voice of the Lord, may we be willing to stand up and come before Him.
而不是听见了，当没有听见，没有反应。
Or instead, let us not be ignorant and as if we didn't hear anything.
因为只有我们跑来站在主的面前的时候，我们才听得清楚主的吩咐。
Because only when you come and stand before the Lord, then you can hear His voice clearly.
这样我们才能够来侍奉主所吩咐要我们做的事。
Then you can minister according to His will, according to His word.
我们要被建造在神的家中，我们要在神的家中来侍奉神，是要来做神所吩咐我们的。
If we were to be built up in the house of God or to minister in the house of God, then we need to do as He has commanded.
我们不是在神的家中来做一件事，让我们每个人都非常忙碌。
We're not just doing busy works.
我们在神的家中的服事一定是为着神，是满足神的。
Our ministry must be for the Lord and also to satisfy His heart.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他从圣殿当中赶出过做买卖的人。
When Jesus was on the earth, he entered the temple and chased out all those people who were doing business in the temple.
他甚至也不许人拿着器具从殿里面经过。
And he didn't even allow people to pass through the temple with their instruments.
其实我们想，圣殿里这些人所做的事情也不是什么坏事。
And if you think about it, they were not doing anything evil or they were not sinning in the temple.
其实他们所做的事情对当事人是非常有帮助的。
They were actually providing a service and a convenience to the people.
也能够来满足跟体谅人许多的需要的。
They were also, caring for the need of the people.
他们也为人提供了很多的方便。
They provided much convenience.
但这些是不是神的需要呢？
But is that the need of God?
这些能不能讨神的喜悦呢？
Can those things satisfy God's heart?
我们的侍奉是要做神所要我们做的。
Our ministry is to do the things that the Lord has commanded us.
所以我们要愿意来学习，能够来站在主的面前。
Therefore, we need to learn to stand before the Lord.
来学习听到主的吩咐。
We need to hear His voice and His instructions.
来做主要叫我们所做的。
So that we can follow His command.
这个叫做被建造在神的家中。
That is to be built up in the house of God.
最后我们要来看从利未人的生活，看我们如何被建造在神的家中。
Lastly, we want to see from the life of Levites to see how we can be built up too.
利未人在以色列当中是没有产业的。
The Levites had no inheritance among the Israelites.
其实从另外一句话来说，他们在帐幕里的服事是没有固定工资的。
In another word, they have no set salary as they minister in the tabernacle.
他们是怎么生活的呢？
So how can they live?
神好像一开始在安排他们工作的时候，好像没有跟他们先来谈待遇。
The Lord, as they called them to their ministry, the Lord did not lay out all their benefits.
我们看到圣经的时候，一直到很后面，神才来告诉利未人他们要靠什么生活。
It was until much later then the Bible revealed how the Levites were able to live among the people.
所以在民数记到了第十八章的时候才说，凡以色列人中出产的十分之一要赐给利未的子孙为业。
And it was all the way to chapter 18, it was recorded all the tithe of Israelites belonged to the Levites.
我们初一看觉得这些利未人的待遇还是非常不错的。
And then if you read that, you thought, okay, they were dealt pretty well.
因为如果不算利未人的以色列当中，他总共有十二个支派。
If you don't count the Levites, then you have another 12 tribes in Israel.
每个支派出十分之一奉献给神。
And every tribe would provide their tithe.
神得到的呢，就给利未人。
And when the tithe is given to the Lord, it was given to Levites.
所以利未人应该是非常的丰富的。
And they were paid very handsomely.
但我们要知道，利未人的生活其实是一个信心的生活。
But we must know that the life of Levites is a life of faith.
他们的眼睛不能放在供给他们的十二个以色列人支派的身上。
They cannot cast their eyes upon the 12 tribes that's providing for them.
他们的眼睛要放在真正供应他们的神的身上。
Because God Himself became their provision.
如果利未人把眼睛放在那些以色列支派的身上的时候
，If the Levites focus their eyes on the tribes of Israel,
他们就会来忧虑。那些以色列支派到底是不是真正献了十分之一
？Then they will worry: Are these people actually tithing their tenth?
如果他们少献一点或者没有奉献的话，那我利未人的生活是要受到很大影响的。
If they offer less or if they not offer anything, then that have everything to do with my life, my life livelihood.
这其实就是发生在尼希米当中的故事，尼希米记。
当中的故事。And that's the exact story that is recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
因为当时没有人供给利未人。
Because no one was tithing, no one was offering to the Levites.
所以那些理应供职的利未人，他就回到了田地去耕种。
So those people, Levites who were serving the temple, they returned to the land to farm for themselves.
一方面，我们看到利未人是对神家的光景有切实体会的人。
And on one hand, we see that the Levites had the first-hand experience of the condition of the house of God.
他们能知道神家兴盛的时候的光景。
They know they have seen when the house of God is full of abundance.
他们也能切实地体会到神家荒凉时候的光景。
They have also seen when the house of God fell into desolation.
这个是我们所有愿意被建造在神家里的人应有的感觉。
And we all who are willing to be built up in the house of God should have this sense.
我们要对神家的光景要有切实的体会。
We should know the condition of the house of God.
另外一方面，我们要学习被建造在神家里的人，我们的眼睛是要在主的身上。
On the other hand, we need to focus our eyes on the Lord Himself.
主是我们的供应和满足。
Our Lord is our provision.
不是人的供应。
Our Lord is our satisfaction.
就像利未人，不是人的供应来成为他们的产业。
We are not provided for by men.
而是神是他们的产业。
But these but the Lord Himself is our inheritance.
主耶稣就是那利未人。
Our Lord Jesus is that Levite.
主在地上的时候，无论人对他好或者是不好，我们的主只以神为他的满足。
Our Lord Jesus, when He was on the earth, whether people were good to Him or bad for Him, and He only focused His eyes on the Lord Himself.
我们记得主在地上最后一周，他上十字架之前的时候。他每天都去耶路撒冷。
We remember even the last week before he went up on the cross, daily he went to Jerusalem.
但晚上呢，他却出城在伯大尼过夜。
But every night he will exit Jerusalem and went to Bethany to spend the night.
因为在伯大尼有一家人实在是非常满足主的心。
Because there was a family in Bethany who really satisfied his heart.
但我们看到主没有因为这个满足，他就留在了伯大尼。
But He did not stay in Bethany because there was a family who really touched his heart.
我们的主仍旧面向耶路撒冷而去。
The Lord's face continues to is towards Jerusalem.
因为只有耶路撒冷才是神真正的满足。
Because he saw that Jerusalem is the satisfaction of God's heart.
所以我们的主就去耶路撒冷去成就神的旨意。
So the Lord continues to go to Jerusalem to fulfill the will of God.
因为神的满足成为了我们主的满足。
Because the satisfaction of God became the satisfaction of Jesus.
这就是被建造在神的家中。
And that is to be built up in the house of God.
也愿意我们每一个被神建造在神家里的人，以我们的主为我们真正的满足。
So may all of us who are willing to be built up to find satisfaction in the Lord Himself.
就像我们一开始所唱的诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。
Just like the hymn we sang in the very beginning, I'd rather have Jesus.
我们感谢主，神救我们，叫我们不再做外人和客旅。
We thank the Lord, He saved us so that we are no longer foreigners or sojourners.
叫我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的。
But we're fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. We are of God's household.
神不仅把我们带回到神的家，成为神家里的人。
Not only He bring us back to His house.
而且神要把我们被建造在神的家中。
But he wants to build us up in the house of God.
来成为神居住的所在。
And we can be a temple of, and a dwelling place for God's spirit.
也让我们能够来清楚地明白神的旨意。
May we also come to know God's will clearly.
也让我们能够来愿意来顺服在神的旨意。
So that we will be willing to submit ourselves under his will.
我们来被神建造在神的家中。
And we can all be built up together.
让神的旨意可以能够来完成。
That His will can be satisfied.
我们从神所拣选的利未人的身上，我们可以看到。
So we see the people from the people of Levites.
一个被神建造在神家中的人，是一个愿意来悔改，一个愿意以神的家为家的人。
Those who are willing to be built up are those who are willing to repent, willing to call the house of God their home.
一个被建造在神家中的人。是一个愿意来对付自己、除去自己的肉体的人。
It is one who is willing to deal with himself to get rid of the flesh.
是一个不贪恋这个世界，来单单来拣选神的家为家的人。
Is one that no longer lusts after this world, but to choose the house of God as their home.
一个被建造在神家中的人，是要在神的家视为安营的。
Those who are willing to be built up are those who are.Willing to camp around the tabernacle.
是一直住在神的家中，为神的家不住的守望祷告的人。
Who dwell in the house of God and to pray constantly and be watchful for the house of God.
是能够在神的家能够来成为神分别的见证，能够来成为神家保护的人。
That we can be a testimony of separation and to protect the people of God.
一个被建造在神家中的人，是一个在神家忠心服侍的人。
And it is one who can.Faithfully minister in the house of God,
是一个站在神面前的人
and one who can stand before the Lord,
是能够来听到主吩咐的人
one who is able to hear the word and the command of the Lord,
是来做神要我们做的人
so that we can do God's will,
一个被建造在神家中的人
and those who are willing to be built up,
也是一个对神的家的光景有感觉的人
also is one who have a keen sense.Of the condition of the house of God.
是一个只以我们的主为供应为真正满足的人。
That we call our Lord our only provision, our only satisfaction.
利未这个名字的意思就是联合。
The meaning of the name Levite, or Levi is to unite.
当利未与西缅联合的时候，他就落在了咒诅之中。
When Levi united himself with Simeon, they fell into a curse.
当利未人与金牛犊联合的时候，就落在了神的审判当中。
When Levites united themselves with the golden calf, they fell under judgment.
但是我们实在感谢我们的主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
因着主的怜悯和拯救，
by His
他们来与帐幕联合。
By His mercy and by His salvation, Levites united themselves with the tabernacle.
他们的咒诅就变成了祝福。
And their curse had become a blessing.
今天我们每一个蒙神拯救的人，
So all of us who are saved by His grace,
都不再与外面的世界联合。
Let us no longer be united with the world around us.
我们来与我们的主联合。
But then let us be united with the Lord Himself.
与我们神的家联合。
To be united in the house of God.
来被建造在神的家中。
That we can all be built up in the house of God.
让神的家能够来成为居住的所在。
So that God can call this His dwelling place.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
在你的爱中，你拯救了我们，把我们能够来成为神家中的人。
In your love, you have saved us, and you have brought us into the household of God.
我们也感谢你，你在爱中来不断的能够来建立我们，让我们能够来被建造在神的家中。
We thank you that by your love you continue to build us up so that we can be built up as the house of God.
我们要来说，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
We want to say the Lord is our inheritance and the portion of our cup.
我们愿意你建造的工作一直在我们的中间。
And you continue to build us up.
我们都能被你能够来建造在神的家中
and we can be built up together in the house
直到能够来成为神居住的所在
until we can be a dwelling place for your spirit
我们感谢我们的主
we thank you
奉主的名祷告
in Jesus' name we pray
Amen, Amen.